Welcome to the family, Madrigal. The home of the family, Madrigal. I know it sounds a bit fantastical, magical, but I'm part of the family, Madrigal. So I finally watched Encanto, and yeah, it was okay. It was okay, you know, it was all right, it was good, you know, it was all right. It was like the family Madrigal, in a way. Was it really that special? You know, you've heard the special things going on, but is it really that special? You know, is the magic fading? You know, don't get me wrong. Nice, you know, it's nice. Nice people. Would I want to see them again? Absolutely not. But it was fun seeing them. And their very special powers. And of course that busy, huge house with flickering lights and cracks in the wall reminded me of my own childhood growing up in a tiny flat above a sub-post office stroke greengrocer's called Lettuce and Letters. It wasn't called that. With three stepbrothers and a sister, and we too had very special powers. My stepbrother Jason was a trainee gynecologist, so he had the power to look into a vagina and see the future. He could tell your future based purely on looking at your vagina. Very special power, that. Wonderful, magical. He could tell whether you were pregnant, whether you had an STD, whether you were dying, just by looking at your vagina. And, you know, all I'll say is never go to a strip club with that guy. Mood killer or what, you know. Hello, Champagne. I've got some very serious news to tell you. Anyway, my second stepbrother, Jamie, his special gift was playing the piano. He was so incredible. And recently, he told me he was only grade 3. But because I had no ability on the piano, as I didn't put the work in, it seemed like he was really good, you know. When I was a kid, there's a huge lesson there, isn't there? The huge lesson is this. If people are shit and lazy, you only need to be quite good to seem like you're something. Which is the basis of all politicians everywhere. And my stepbrother Jared, of course, would never wash. He'd never wash his face, never have a bath. But he still had a girlfriend. And that, my friends, is the greatest magical mystery of all. What the fuck was she thinking? And then there was my sister in the box room next door. What was her power? Well, she had four boys, you know, in the same flat. These three men and me and... I guess my power was playing the same U2 CD over and over again to distract me, playing it really loud. So she had the U2 CD, my sister, she had that plus three stepbrothers. Her special power, I guess, was surviving. The often overlooked superpower. Surviving. Getting through shit. Shit, you got through it. You survived. Sometimes if you do that, you truly are magic. Lots of love. Lots of love to you all.